Show. We come into you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 1-877-488-5350. Robert, this Mr. Boyd guy, how many years did he get?
He ended up getting 19 years. His sons got 8 years and 9 years, respectively.
Okay. Now, when they testified against Ziyad, what did they say?
They said...
do you feel their testimony was the damaging, or was what put him in jail?
Oh, absolutely. But each of them, Zachariah Boyd, Dylan Boyd, and Daniel Boyd, were asked at trial, "Did you conspire with Ziyad Yagi to provide material support to a terrorist group or engage in violent activities overseas?" Each of them answered no. The government's theory, as I started to say when I began my first long-winded answer, was that and this is what they say in their summation, the simple fact of the agreement that these young men believed that it was the duty of a Muslim to engage in jihad when Islam is under attack was ipso facto the conspiracy. Now there was a factual dispute as to what really Mr. Yagi believed or didn't believe, but that was the theory, essentially, of the prosecution. And, you know, and they put some other things, like there was some, you know, they were postings on Facebook, as 18-year-olds would do. They have something, you know, there were so-called Muslim gangster rap poems that were on Facebook that, you know, that they read to the jury. And, you know, this jury of folks from Eastern North Carolina listening to some of this stuff, and some of it was, you know, pretty militant, but, you know, that's all it was. It was rap. And if you turn on any radio, you'll hear some rap, but it doesn't, you know, we have a First Amendment in this country, and you're allowed to express your ideas. Essentially, these young men, Mr. Yagi included, were convicted because of their ideas.
Now, how did they describe jihad court? Did they, I was wondering, like, if you read, I know you were not involved in that part of it, but
right.
If he believes in jihad, did someone explain what that word means?
People did, and it was before the jury that there's, and, you know, not being Muslim myself, I don't presume to know it in and out, but there was an explanation of jihad as the personal striving, jihad as, and also, you know, the so-called, for lack of a better word, violent jihad against the enemies of Islam. And that was explained. But remember, and jihad in all its forms were talked about, allegedly,
yeah,
in these discussions. But even if it was the latter form, the discussions were basically theoretical. People were,
right,
were debating, you know, if, you know, Muslims are under attack in this country, do they have a right to resist? What is the role of Muslims in this country? What do we do? And people were sitting around and talking about things. But there was no, and this was very clear in the testimony, plan to do anything.
So, Robert,
to go
what did,
and do anything.
What did Boyd and his sons, what were they convicted for?
Well, they were convicted of the same counts, but remember, after 2007, this is after Mr. Yagi disassociated, Boyd and his sons, in fact, did take stuff to another level. And there was testimony that there was, you know, training exercises in the woods, and he was encouraging other young men to actually go over to the Middle East or to Pakistan and join up with a group, but
okay,
that came later.
But Ziyad,
and that was all on
that was all on tape.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Ziyad was not involved with them at
time. After June of 07, he's out of it, as well as his co-defendant Omar Hassan. They're out of it.
And Boyd and his sons, they testified to that that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And there's even, you know, Ziad's telephone records, which were admitted into trial, so show no phone calls from June of 07 to, you know, to the numbers associated with the Boyds until his arrest in July of 09.
So let's see what this charge is. Now, we're saying that material support to an organization that the government itself did not identify.
Right, and it's a little broader than that, the way it's written. It's material support for terrorist activities, terrorist organization. The statute, remember, is also written in a very broad manner.
Layla mentioned that he was convicted on something that, what's his name, Dick Cheney came up with, the Dick Cheney mandate or something like that.
The 1% rule.
The 1%, what did you call it?
Rule.
Yes,
or
the
law.
1% rule. What is that? Can you explain that?
I have to confess ignorance on that.
Okay.
But the law actually existed back in, was first passed in 1996.
Okay, Bob, stay with